Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And welcome to Can We Help You, your favorite non-professional advice podcast. I am Sasha.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And together, we're the brothers and sister you never had but wished you did. Every week, every few days, we take a bunch of your questions, or one of your questions, I should say, not a bunch, and we throw them around and we say, can we help you with that? And that's what we're here to do today.
Can we do an episode once where we put on funny voices?
Like high five, like Nathan.
I mean, I guess. Five. Yeah, that would work.
One, or we could two, three, four. High five.
I could be Kermit the Frog for the Can We Help You podcast. We do impressions.
Awful.
Does anyone find I like impressions, but I don't think anyone who listens to this would appreciate us doing impressions.
Why not?
I think people like doing impressions, but I don't like seeing someone do a voice.
What's my favorite?
There's nothing
impression
there for me.
I used to do a fucking mint Anna Delvey when Inventing Anna was on. I can't anymore. Aww. Because I have to be exposed to it and watch it and listen to it. And then it was like when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister, I could do a mean Julia Gillard, but I can't really now.
I do a mean Russell Crowe in the Les Mis movie, and the Les Mis movie is coming back to cinemas. In fact, I think it's out right now. So I'm excited about that because I'm really good at doing Russell Crowe in that movie because he can't sing very well. It's very bad. He's
like
very
Kermit
bad.
Kermit the Frog again.
Yeah. It's kind of Kermit-y. And then Eddie Redmayne kind of sounds like this in the movie. He's kind of Kermit-y too.
Great. So you're going to go see it at the movies?
I think so. Just I wonder if people would appreciate if I did a kind of like impression up there at the movies.
At the movies? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Should I do a TikTok of my impressions of Russell Crowe singing the songs?
If you think it's good, you should, because impressions do well on TikTok. They do,
don't they? I'm excited to see Les Mis. It's been like 14 years. I mean, I know neither of you give a shit about Les Mis, but I think it's, you know, there's something about it.
Do you know what? I do want to watch Les Mis, and the reason is that I visited the Palace of Versailles and obviously, you know, the French monarchy royalty is completely tarred by Marie Antoinette and the French Revolution. And it just made me interested in it. I was just like, what happened? Like, it's crazy. Like, storming the Bastille and all of that. Like,
you can go see Russell Crowe as Javert and Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean in Les Mis.
I'm not big on movies.
You could not sell this movie to me any less.
Well,
it is
sung through. It's like a full musical. It's like sung through. There is like basically
not
no
be less interested.
I've come around to musicals a little bit more. Since, because what did we go see? We saw Moulin Rouge, and then we went and saw Wicked, and I really liked Wicked. Oh, Yeah, I'm kind of late to the – I get it. I'm late to the party.
Did you see the latest Wicked that's just been in Sydney?
Yeah.
My friend's in that. Shout out Sheridan.
Oh, is she Chorus?
No, she's Elphaba. Killing it.
She's your friend?
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Oh, there you go.
Can I meet her? High price. I want free tickets. I think it's about to wrap. Yeah, she was amazing. Defying Gravity. Holy crap.
Oh, well. There you go. High praise from Sash. You don't get that very often, I got to say.
I did see it. The acting was very good. I'll say that. The acting was good. The singing was good. I personally didn't really get the story at all. It didn't make sense to me.
I'll sympathize with you here. I do find sometimes with musicals that because they're singing and moving and like you're trying to keep up and it's not dialogue-ness. Like they do have dialogue, obviously, but like it can be hard to follow sometimes because they're singing and you're trying and they're like.
I wouldn't say I was confused, and this is just, I guess, a critique of the script more than anything, but I didn't really care.
Do you like The Wizard of Oz? Because if you don't like The Wizard of Oz, it's going to be hard to buy into.
The thing is, I don't
Wicked,
really
I
like The Wizard of Oz. I went because Jess wanted to go. So.
Good husband, tick. But I loved The Wizard of Oz as a kid. And so I loved this alternate story. I thought it was fucking amazing.
It is fun, and especially if you haven't seen it before. And there's a movie coming out later in the year, at Thanksgiving, actually.
I am excited for that. Although, yeah, Ariana Grande, that's a whole other story. But yes,
I don't
totally
know why they split the movie into two parts, but anyway.
Oh, they split it into two parts?
Yeah, it's two parts. It's too much. I don't know what's going on there.
It was a very long play. That makes sense.
And Ariana Grande, and just an aside, Ariana Grande, like, split up with her husband to, like, go off with one of the cast members of Wicked and stole him from his wife who'd just given birth. Anyway,
yeah.
We're not a drama podcast. We're not a celeb drama podcast.
No, we're not pop culture. We do talk about pop culture a lot, though.
However, I will say, speaking of pop culture and speaking of celeb drama, if you've watched the Golden Globes lately, if you watch this year's Golden Globes,
that time once a year,
you would have seen Jason Segel with his girlfriend, I guess.
Oh, is this the girlfriend that you saw him dating?
I realized, I was like, oh my God, I've seen them together. They sort of became public around Halloween. I got the scoop on that a whole year before when I saw them dating at the fucking restaurant down here.
You should become a paparazzo.
I reckon.
Yeah. You're in LA, man. What else do you do in LA?
Well, like, that's true. What else do you do? Take photos of celebs.
Yeah. And cry about it because you live in LA.
What?
You cry. You be a paparazzo and you cry that you live in LA. Oh,
do paparazzi cry?
No, you cry because you live in LA.
People who live in LA cry, but you seem to like it there.
That's all that matters, Jax, is that you like it. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any of the big movies from last year. I still haven't seen Barbie. I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Oh, wow. Oppenheimer, look, Oppenheimer's all right, but like I can understand you. It's probably not your thing.
I quite like long, rambly, talky war movies.
Oh, well, then why haven't you seen Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer is the rambly, talky war movie. That's what it is.
Perfect. It's right up my alley.
It's just people talking.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And then a bomb goes off at one point.
Yeah, I liked that the least about that movie. The thing I liked the least was the rambly, talky bullshit. I get it. It's 3 hours of rambly talking shit.
Did you like any of the movie? Because that was the movie.
I liked the cinematography. I don't know. Like, it was good, but it wasn't. I thought Barbie was the better film. I know it's controversial, but there's probably a lot of, like, you know, 21 to 35 year old men being like, oh, how dare you talk about Oppenheimer like that? But Barbie was by far the better movie.
Yeah, no, I actually completely agree with that. And I think Oppenheimer was very pretentious and I didn't like it at all.
I've just kind of gone off movies a little bit. Like, Shane will be like, do you want to watch a movie?
I think everyone has. I think movies are dying.
I think movies are coming back.
I love a TV show. I love getting stuck into a series.
Yes. Love a TV show.
Love it. I absolutely, like, I'm fucking obsessed. But movies, like, we used to go to the movies a lot. That used to be, like, our favorite date night was go out for dinner, go to the movies. Very basic, but we loved it. And I still do like the act of going to the movies, but there just hasn't been – Barbie was the last thing that I was like, let's go see Barbie. And then I knew Shane wasn't that into it, so I didn't push, and then we just never fucking went.
Okay, firstly, you have to see Barbie.
I will.
The movie
when
of the year.
Barbie is a very good movie.
When it's free, I will watch it.
Number two, I think movies are coming back. We had a big strike last year here in LA and TV, very little TV being made, but lots of movies being made overseas, being
there
made, you know, different states.
Amazing TV shows being made right now. One I saw today and I was so excited is the new season of White Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
Which is being filmed in Thailand. Oh, what? Do you hate fucking
less.
Oh, fuck off, Franco.
No,
did you watch
I'm sorry. I know I'm being very negative at the moment. I watched both seasons.
Great show.
Just hear me out here. I watch both seasons because Jess and I watch a TV show while we have dinner, and I struggled my way through the second season, especially. Like,
why?
It's just,
oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was so slow and nothing happened. Nothing at all happened, not once.
It's a
the
commentary.
Whole show, nothing
it's,
happened.
That's the thing. Like, it's
that, it's like a dark comedy.
Murray
like
Bartlett got me through season one. I really like Murray Bartlett, and that was good.
He was fucking
season
great.
Two was, was just great. A slog. It was like, fuck, do we need to watch another episode? Does it need to be that long?
Yes.
There were a few times where I just paused it halfway through, and I'm like, I'll watch the rest tomorrow. This is just nothing's
oh
happening.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's filming. That's literally just started filming. And the second one is Stranger Things, which is fucking
I'm
amazing.
I'm on Stranger Things. You know, I watched season one of Stranger Things and then I didn't watch any seasons after that, and I think I'm too late now. I can't catch up.
You
it's
absolutely can. You absolutely
can.
Catch up.
I also am not sure that I'm really into it anymore.
From what I've heard, the quality of like the story maybe has changed, but the
a little bit.
I guess like the filmmaking and like especially the visual effects. I know you're into that, Jax, is like
very
incredible.
Cool. The last season was really good as well. Season four was excellent. Season one and season four I think are the best seasons. Two and three were good, but meh.
I'm calling it. I think movies are coming back, and I think that this year, because there's been some good movies coming out or have come out. Like, I'm really keen to see Drive Away Dolls. I think it's just come out here. I watched Argyle, which was actually quite good. I'm not sure why it's not done that well at the box office, but who knows? I think this year might be, like, we saw Barbie and Oppenheimer, Barbenheimer, as they call it. We've got Wicked coming out. We've got Moana 2 coming out. Which
I haven't
is gonna
seen
be
the
great.
First one.
What? You haven't seen Moana? What is wrong with you?
I haven't seen Frozen. Like,
you haven't seen Frozen.
Frozen's like the biggest kids movie ever.
Yeah, kid.
And
I was a grown up when it came
kids.
Out.
Oh,
and
my
we
God.
We do not have kids.
Do not have kids. I also don't have nieces and nephews that little. All my nieces and nephews are
so
grown now.
You can watch a beautiful animated movie.
I have 3 and 4-year-olds in my life, and it's because of them that I associate Elsa with just being annoyed, so I don't want to watch Frozen.
Oh, my God.
You're becoming a bit of a grumpy old man, Franco.
I'm in a bad
You're
mood
like
today, guys.
55 in a 30-year-old's body.
Yeah, probably. I don't like anything about the kids these days.
Kids these days. Kids these bloody days.
Grumpy
All right,
old
well,
man.
Once Barbie becomes free, I will 100% watch it, and I'll make Shane watch it because it's free.
It shouldn't be long because you can stream it for free here now, so shouldn't be long, and definitely watch it.
All right. I will. I want to watch it. It's not that I don't want to. I'm just not motivated to watch movies. I'm motivated to watch TV shows, but I'm not motivated to watch movies.
Fair enough.
Oh, my God. Best TV show at the moment, and, like, it's probably run its course, Love on the Spectrum season 2.
Oh, I don't know how to get that here.
Oh, it should. It's American.
I thought it was Australian.
Is it?
So
I think it's Australian.
It started in Australia, but it's on Netflix. They've done it with Yanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Fucking great. Fucking what a feel-good, lovely, just left-of-center sort of thing to watch. Like, I never thought I'd sit and watch people on the spectrum dating, and I didn't know I needed to. It was just – it's just lovely. Highly recommend.
Okay, great. You know what? We should get sponsored by anyone because look at all the things that we could just – whip out and just recommend, like.
So if you have any product or service,
literally anything,
give us,
apparently,
give us a
literally
call.
Anything. I'm just saying, we talk about a lot of stuff. We give a lot of recommendations. You could sponsor us, and we could give you recommendations like this. And you know what? That you would get your money's worth because people obviously listen to us to get all their recommendations for everything.
No, I'm sure they don't. All right, let's get into a question, and this is what we're here for.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Okay. I got a question here from Ronnie.
You.
Oh, this might be a Ronaldina, actually.
Ronaldina.
Ronnie's gotten in touch via the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. And they've stayed anonymous, as you can too. They've put in an anonymous email. They've put in fakeymcfaketown@email.com.
Hey, don't say their email out loud. That could be real.
Ronnie, if that's your real email, I apologize. Actually, they've written their name as Renita, so.
Oh, Renita.
Renita. Okay. I like that. Okay. Ronnie writes, hey guys, hoping to get some help. I've been on the pill for 15 years without a break. I decided to stop because my sex drive was getting pretty dull. I've been seeing my boyfriend for a couple of years and we started off pretty wild, but it fizzled out to once a fortnight or less. It's now been 2 months since stopping and my sex drive is back in full swing. I want sex more often, but I also don't like to initiate it first. How can I get my partner up to speed to where I'm at and try and seduce him to initiate more sex? Thanks. Love from Renita.
Renita.
Well, Renita, oh, all Jax? You need is a bit of this in your life.
No.
You know, pop on a bit of sexy music.
So, Ronnie, we'll get Jax to send you that track. And you
yeah.
Is it royalty-free? That must be because we yeah. use it.
Royalty-free, so you don't have to pay for it or anything.
Just put that on in the bedroom and... And yeah, problem
and,
solved.
And he'll get the message pretty quick.
Do you know, it's we've talked about this before and it feels like kind of unless you're kinky or you're like into like swinging and things like that, I feel like those couples like maintain their sex life like consistently. Yeah. I feel like if you're just normal.
I don't know.
Obviously, lots of people maintain their sex life, but there's an inevitable feeling that after you've been with someone for a few years, things drop off. You know, you get comfortable, you live together, it can fall into that trap of being roommates as opposed to lovers. And I, too, understand coming off the pill and going, oh, hello, that you don't realize how much that can dull things. And then you come off it and you go, oh, I see what I've been missing.
It's kind of crazy, like, actually, how much the pill can fuck with you. Like, seriously.
It is. Mm-hmm. Initiating. So this, I think... is one of those things that can be helped along by a little bit of communication. Now, Ronnie, you say you don't like to initiate, which makes me think that potentially you're a little bit shy when it comes to that stuff. And even in a long-term relationship, that can build back up. If you guys have not been having sex for a while or it's been sporadic and not very often, it kind of can fall out of your relationship and then you kind of go, it almost is like you're dating again, but where you haven't had those conversations where you know what the other person likes and you know yeah. what you like to yeah. do and da da da. And it almost becomes like you're a giddy teenager and you're like, oh, I don't talk about sex with him. But I hate to tell you, Ronnie, you are going to have the conversation or at least allude to it because your partner has probably fallen into your rhythm. So if you guys kind of fell off the bandwagon a little bit, your sex drive wasn't there, maybe he initiated a few times when you weren't really feeling it and kind of went, oh, okay, well, I'll wait for her to initiate because she's obviously not feeling it at the moment. I think you're just going to have to do it. You can either have a conversation and kind of be like, hey, I've noticed some changes since I've come off the pill and I really want to spend more time with you. Wink, wink, wink.
Wink, wink, wink.
I'm winking, so I have to say wink, wink. Yeah, yeah. I want to spend more time with you, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
And, yeah, you like that's the only way. Like I don't think – you can like drop hints about it. If it's become part of your routine, I think you have to kind of almost be explicit and be like, I'm feeling it again. Like I want to have sex more. And just, you know, sometimes
jump back on.
Well, I mean, there's no other advice, I don't think, in this situation. Like, you've just got to do it. You have to initiate. Yeah.
You could even just say, hey, should we have sex?
Yeah,
you know?
Just ask them. Just come straight out and ask them. If you're like, why is it that you don't like to initiate? Do you know what I mean? Like, are you shy? Is it because you're worried that they don't want to as well and it's just like, I don't want to be shut down? Is it just because you've never really done it before? If you've never really done it before and you have no feelings about it, just do it. Just start making out. Like, when you're at home and, you know, it's the end of a long day and feel like some release. The other thing that I find helpful is to think about the result and being like, what am I going to get after I've done this? And the answer is great, great things and great feelings. And so If I'm like, oh, should I initiate? And then I'm like, yes, because you're going to have a great time. Think about the end result. Don't think about the act of initiation. Think about what you're going to get once you've initiated.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I think that's the best way to play it.
You know, maybe you could in the morning, doesn't have to be at night or after work, in the morning just, you know, be a bit of a, hey, should we, you know. Any time of day.
Also, just literally going for the pain usually works wonders.
What do you mean? Sitting there.
Well, if you're sitting on the lounge and you're watching the project or whatever it is that you watch over nighttime, just go for it. Yep. Just reach over. Promise you, it won't take him long to be on board. It's the thing. It's like, I don't want to sound like I'm stereotyping, but it can take chicks longer to get in the mood. Whereas my experience is with blokes, it doesn't take that much effort.
You're dead right.
Yeah, literally. Shane could be.
Men are very simple.
It's
animals.
Very simple. It's very simple. They can be thinking about changing a light fitting. And if you touch their peen, that's all they've got. That's it. That it just goes. But whereas, see, if I was thinking about writing a letter to my bank and then Shane tried to just touched me somewhere sexual. It would take me a while. I'd be like, no, honey, I'm thinking about the bank. Like, I'm not really. You've got to give me a little bit more than that.
Hey, you don't know. The bank could be sexy. Different. Might be a sexy bank.
Oh, I've been talking to the bank a lot lately and
sexy bank.
Well, they have like naked newsreaders. Why not naked bank tellers?
Oh, true. Maybe you guys could have porn together.
I feel like that was very 2005.
No, I feel like it's more recent. I don't know. I feel like there was a thing somewhere not that long ago. I don't know. All the trends roll into one now. I just can't separate them.
Maybe you guys could go to a nudist beach.
Yeah, we did talk about nudist colonies recently.
Yeah,
being naked. Another great way, Ronnie, that doesn't require too much initiation, if you don't want to say or do too much, get in the shower with them. Just join them.
Nice, yeah.
Easy. You're both naked already. I know a lot of people don't like shower sex, but you could initiate in the shower. Maybe like some foreplay in the shower and then move out when you're ready, you know?
You also could just like maybe you could organize a little like night away somewhere and then that kind of like, you know, when you go away, it's sort of like, I'm not going to say it's an expectation, but yeah, you know, it's sort of, you know. And that way you kind of get into the swing of things. A night away doesn't put too much pressure on, you know, at home having to be like, oh, let's have sex. And then once you've kind of gotten back on the horse, so to speak, in your night away, then, you know, maybe it's easier to sort of get back on the horse at home, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some solid tips in there. Oh, tip. Just the tip.
That's what Ronnie's looking for, a solid tip. And hopefully a little bit more.
A little bit more. Hey, good luck, Ronnie. Enjoy getting back on the horse. Let us know
let
how
us
you go.
Know how you go?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, let us know.
That is it. Or is it?
What do you mean?
Is that the end?
I don't know. Is it?
Is that the end of the podcast?
Welcome to 6 minutes of padding. We're your hosts.
You know what? We don't have to pad. That's it. We answered the question in record time today. I say we just call it a day.
Oh.
I've got things to do.
You know what you don't want to happen in record time is Ronnie's first time back on the horse.
Well, that can happen if you haven't had sex for a while. You know.
You know?
That can happen. No shame, you know? Get a cock ring.
Wait. What?
How long have you been holding on to that advice?
Wouldn't that make it worse?
No, it makes it better. It reduces the flow of blood.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Interesting.
Okay. Yep. Good advice.
Hot tip of the day.
There you go.
Should we be a sex podcast?
We should be a sex podcast. I've already said we should do like a dollar. Doctor, will you be a sex podcast? What happened to Dr. Lawyer?
Dr. Lawyer.
Is Dr. Lawyer coming on?
We haven't heard back from Dr. Lawyer. Sometimes I wonder if people make up questions and they're like, oh, fuck. Although Dr. Lawyer's question was very specific. Like, I don't know why if you were going to make up a question. I don't care if people send us fake questions. That does not bother me at all, by the way. If you're a writer and you're like, I'm going to have some fun. Oh, my God, please send us your fake questions. We don't know the difference unless you tell us. But Dr. Lawyer has not responded to our request for a segment with them called Dr. Lawyer, where we answer both doctor and lawyer questions.
It blows my mind that that is a human who listens to this.
That's why I think it's fake, maybe.
We could have Dr. Lawyer come on and help us answer. You know, we could answer the way that we normally answer and Dr. Lawyer could give us a bit of a, you know, a bit of a what's up, you know,
straight.
A bit of a set us straight, you know.
Some
if
facts.
You know what I'm saying.
Hardcore
some
facts.
Some facts, hard facts. Hard facts.
Yeah.
Dr. Lawyer.
Dr. Lawyer. We'd have to come up with a song. You'd actually have to do the work for that.
Well,
I think you would.
Dr. Lawyer, Dr. Lawyer, Dr. Lawyer, Dr. Lawyer.
He's out of the game. He used to be much better at this.
I don't know.
Never forget birthday balls.
Yeah.
I still regularly.
One of your greatest creations.
In my head, get accidentally started a fire in my head.
Accidentally started. Well, now is Billy Joel sing that song?
I think so.
Now that he's back on the scene.
Oh, yeah, he's touring, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why
this
tour?
This is great chat. Why? Because they need money? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it's like one of the only ways for musicians to make actual money. And that's why ABBA has created these fucking 3D versions of themselves. We're going to see more hologram concerts. I'm telling you. The Who, I think, is the latest one to...
Oh,
was it The Who?
Well, Taylor Swift, you know, she doesn't have enough money. That's why she's touring.
Oh, my God. Billionaire.
There's a lot of people too. Avril Lavigne is touring. I'd love to go see Avril Lavigne.
Of course you would.
Anyway, this is very boring, so.
This is all going.
Let's go.
Wait, before you go. Send us your listener taxes, please. You are due.
Oh, yes.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. You owe us. At Can We Help You Podcast on socials, which Jax and Franco will be checking. CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com, fill out the form, or send us an email, CanWeHelpYouPodcast@gmail.com.
Great. Love it. All right. See you in a few days.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.